Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is an extremely important Thursday edition. It is the 16th day of August 2007. This is one of the most important radio broadcasts I will ever do. The pieces of the puzzle are complete. I can say with declarative assurity and assurance that the globalists intend to go to full martial law in the United States. They intend. I have seen the balloons go up. They have now engaged their operation. They have now gone to green light. The trigger is now in play. The cartridge is in the chamber. It is pointed directly at the Republic's head. They have accelerated every one of their ops 1,000 times. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, they are online with trajectory to stage some type of event in the next 6 months. It could even be within the next month. We right now are in a prime position. Call everyone you know now. Call every radio station, TV station. You tell them to tune into this show right now. And you need to call your family, your neighbors. You need to email your email list. You need to go on your MySpace. You need to go on the Dig message boards. You need to tell everyone to tune in to this show now. We don't have any guests today. We've canceled any guests that we had because I want to get into this news and information. This is mainstream television headline, Homeland Security enlists clergy to quell public unrest if martial law ever declared. Now, remember a year ago, we broke this news here on the GCN Radio Network with Pastor Butch Paul and some pastors that he knows. They sent us classified documents. They had been secretly recruited, 13,000-plus pastors. That was only phase one. They've now doubled that number to 26,000 pastors. They have been told to tell their members to turn their guns in, to give their children over, to go to different areas of camps, to get on trucks. We have the documents. Now, somehow they tracked back who had leaked them, and when he went into his office, there they were on his desk, and they were waiting for him, and he's scared to death and won't talk to us after that. The news here is that if Homeland Security told preachers to go ahead and go on the news with this, we're talking red level emergency. I debated a top neocon, one of the people writing up the quote and codifying the new law, the anti-Bill of Rights law, just this Sunday. He's the head of St. Mary's Anti-Terror School. I debated him Sunday. Notice that CBS television wanted me to debate him on TV. See, they're now putting this out everywhere. They're now talking about it all over the news. So that's just one little indicator, one little indice in all of this data we've got. You couple that with the gear up for Iran. You couple that with the plunging stock market, the plunging housing prices, now at 20-year lows. It was just a 10-year low 2 days ago. You couple all that together. Remember, I said they'll go to martial law when there's an economic downturn. That's the key. When they've got their ships lined up ready to attack, that's the second key. And when they've completed their preparatory phase to move against us with the troops, and when they have NORTHCOM in full operating capacity, that's the key. The triple keys, all three keys, and there's other sub-keys, which are all now in the launch control panel. They have now turned the keys to green light. They now have their hands on the triggers, ladies and gentlemen, to launch death blow decapitation of the United States of America. They have already overrun, debilitated, and paralyzed the nation. They are now preparing the complete severing of the head. That is not hyperbole. The axeman, the executioner, is above us now. Cloaked in black, a wicked smile behind the veil curls across his black teeth.
Mm-hmm. Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote a lasting growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order is going for broke. Let me start with the least of it and then get to the most important and most extreme as we go into martial law. Domestic use of spy satellites to widen law enforcement getting new access to secret imagery. All right. 2 days ago, they announced, hey, the NSA and Naval Reconnaissance Office and NASA and Space Command, they're going to start giving that data to local police even and using it to surveil the American people. And then they announced 2 days later, hey, we're going to use it for everything. We're going to watch all of you. You see, NORTHCOM is now in full control. We are now under martial law. And you notice under martial law, the borders stay wide open. That's why they want martial law, because then they'll have full control of the press. They'll get rid of the borders. They'll set up a North American Union. They have said that during the next crisis, you heard Dr. Corsi a few days ago. You heard last week Dr. Roberts saying the same thing, martial law, and that they want the martial law so they can then carry out all these policies. It has nothing to do with security, nothing to do with keeping you safe, nothing to do with protecting your family. Now, why have I been on top of this really the longest of anybody who's prominent and still active today. Because I went to urban warfare drills in Texas and then California and then got video from Maryland and North Carolina and all over the country where the U.S. Marine Corps with foreign troops would train to take over city halls, would train to take over county commissioners' courts and courthouses and would say it's for America. Now, we'd videotape them giving a press conference saying it was for Macedonia or Iraq, but then we would watch them train for America, and then we got people in when they thought it was just citizen tours of the drills where they would admit it was for the United States and fighting, quote, American terrorists and militias. And so I came back to you in the late 90s, and I said, my gosh, I've talked to SWAT team commanders, county emergency managers, police chiefs, let me just name them, Lieutenant Beck of the Travis County SWAT team, Vietnam veteran sniper, who didn't believe me when I first told him about this. Then they visited him, and he called me in his office. He said, it's all true. Yes, they're setting up martial law. They want us to work with them. How did you know about this? And then, of course, he got fired after that. But he was still an American, and he knew what treason was. And then Al A. Phillipus, chief of police in San Antonio, former Army intelligence himself. Delta Force came in with bags of cash, tried to buy up the city, take over that way. Phillipus said no, kicked him out. They went above him, still came into the city and did the drill. We went down to cover it, had MPs come up and stick guns to our chest and grab our videotape away in San Antonio. And Mike Hansen started arguing, so they just slammed him on the ground and threatened to blow his head off right in front of me. And that got picked up by World Net Daily, by the way. So this is the type of stuff. Thomas Sanchez, Vietnam vet himself, emergency manager in Kingsville and surrounding areas. And they brought him in, and he said, well, I don't want to go on with this Delta Force op. And they said, let us show you a classified PDD-25. And they showed him, and he said, I'm not for gun confiscation drills. And I've interviewed Sanchez. He's on record. Since then, hundreds of these people. That's why we've been concerned. All they've been doing is gearing up for this and saying, in the late 90s, there's going to be a terror attack. We're going to re-engineer the society. We're going to then set up Homeland Security. Bill Clinton gave a speech in 1993 about Homeland Security. The CFR, by 96, put out policy reports calling for it. All of their 51 recommendations have been adopted, either partially or completely. It is a total grid. And we're talking about Space Command controlling the U.S., FEMA command bunkers they built in 99 being threat integration centers to federalize the county and city with a CIA and FBI liaison tied into the Pentagon. In 98, we got classified internal documents because the FBI screwed up. Up by Waco on I-35 and gave Mike Hansen, who was driving down the street. He starts videotaping troops, searching people. FBI pulls up and says, get out of here. Here's the press release. The fools, because later they tried to get it back, gave us the wrong document. That's in our martial law is here. It's a 3 on the Richter scale story, which now is 6, folks. See, we told you it's a continuum. It's going to be done gradually. But then once you get to the end, it accelerates. And it says, we're secretly operating in 77 counties, we're doing gun confiscation, we're supporting police, and whenever the police call them, helicopters land, troops get off, they're doing drug raids all around you. That's just to create the relationship. It was totally illegal. By the way, they haven't gotten rid of Posse Comitatus. It specifically authorizes in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of last year that there is no more Posse Comitatus, but that didn't supersede the previous law. So, very, 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 very serious. And then we learned last year what we'd already gotten rumors of, but we got the actual documents, that they'd recruited 13,000 key preachers in key churches. This particular preacher that we first talked to in Ohio, then another in Pennsylvania, then another who first learned of it, but which Paul in West Virginia. We need to get him on today, by the way, just to pop in. Himself in black ops in Vietnam. But the point is, through the Lord, you got a big problem once this stuff starts, and I think you know that, but that's your plan, too. We'll get into that later. And that's a problem. There's too many people that were in black ops, folks, who now see the same things they did overthrowing third world countries now happening here. It's simple. The military-industrial complex said, why shouldn't we just completely run everything? And they're doing it. The fall of Rome is what you're seeing right now. It is unspeakable.
And so we got the hundreds of pages of documents. We could only post a few dozen because he didn't want it to be able to track them back. He didn't even fax it from his church. He faxed it from a store in town. The feds, Homeland Security, went into that store and interrogated them and asked who faxed this, and they tracked it back to the bill, and the day had been sent 2 weeks before to us, and they went in there, boy, and he wouldn't talk to us again. They really got in his face. That preacher was scared after that. He just said, I'm not coming on air anymore, and it's worse than you think, after they came and talked to me. Now imagine, in America, they come and recruit a prominent preacher. He goes and secretly faxes us the secret training manuals. Gun confiscation. How to take your babies away from you. They're going to break your families up, folks. They're going to put you in camps. They're telling them all this. No matter what town you live in, they've recruited your top preachers. A lot of them are cowardly, evil, wicked people living in big parsonages, driving fancy cars, and they're scared and they know what they're doing's wrong, but they think they're going to be okay, just like in Red Dawn where they got the mayor and the preacher working for them, folks. It's the exact same thing. These are collaborators. These are enemies of America. And the resistance has to publicly announce itself. I don't, this doesn't mean you individually, but you got to call news stations. You got to send emails. We got to let the New World Order know. And we've got to announce ourselves at this point. We are the legitimate government of the United States. We are the American people. As the Declaration of Independence states, it is our right, our duty, to abolish criminal forms of abusive, oppressive government and to reestablish new systems. You have completely butchered our Bill of Rights. You have openly set up martial law. And on a daily basis now, you know, we're not just going to listen to you without warrants. We're going to take every prescription you get and upload it instantly. We're going to have spy satellites watch your every movement. Then the Pentagon's going to run your life. I mean, just total. And that is martial law. When they suspend the basic Bill of Rights, that's martial law. But it's what degree? It's what degree of that? I mean, when they double and then triple the number of cops from 300,000 10 years ago or 12 years ago to a million plus today, and they're trying to double that right now in the next year, and the cops are all crazed-eyed looking at you, and it comes out in mainstream news that New York cops are being paid to, quote, be more aggressive and meaner to citizens. It's all by design. And we've talked about this for a long time, so I'm going to get into the new information and the new presentation, all the new data that just came in, when we get back in the next segment. I want you to call every radio and TV station. I want you to tell them to go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Click the Listen Live button. If you hear this later today, we're going to keep restreaming it after the show ends until we come back live tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. I want you to tell people to tune in. This is serious business. I'm putting my life on the line to be a leader in the front lines of the fight against this. I saw the threat a long time ago, and it wasn't hard to see. You go to an urban warfare drill and see Marines trying to break up our families and take our guns. I read enough history, and I'd read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by Shearer, and I knew what it meant. I mean, there wasn't any debating it. They were saying, we're going to take your guns, we're going to break your families up. And we got video Marines putting a U.S. militiaman on his knees and shooting him in the back of the head. Now, it's a role player, but he's playing the part of a California militia member, and they set him down on his knees. This is in Police State 2000, and they blow his head off. Now, I'm telling you, the Marines are trained to engage the American people in high treason. The Army has been trained in high treason. They are ready to engage in high treason. Most of them are gang members or illegal aliens. The others are retarded. You can't talk sense to them. Now, all I want is to continue to live my life and to continue to spend time with my family, and I don't want any of this to happen. And it's going to happen unless we get the word out in a peaceful information war now, like our lives and our economy and everything depends on it, because it does. All of you that thought I was extreme all these years ago, it was because you didn't have troops put guns to your chest or chase you through the woods that wasn't even on a military base in Brooksville, Florida. You didn't witness Marines trained to take over your cities. You didn't witness them trained to blow your heads off. I've been there. I've seen it with my eyeballs. They have spent tens of billions of dollars per year since the 60s in preparation for what they're preparing to do right now. Just like they overthrew Iran, just like they overthrew Guatemala, just like they overthrew 100 other countries, they're getting ready to do it here. Are we going to let the CIA overthrow our country? We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Latest information. I'm going to walk through all of it. We got a bunch of audio clips, a lot of key areas I want to go over. We are going into martial law. We're already into very deep stages of it. Only speaking out against it, only giving people the big picture, will cause the military-industrial complex and its private financiers to back off. We're going into receivership right now. They're imploding the economy. By design, they're only infusing enough capital to have it be a gradual slide. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com. We need to dig this. For those that don't know what that is, it means vote it up to the main page of dig.com because millions can see it there. This is such an important story. It is of the utmost importance. Paul Watson has written it. Feds train clergy to quell dissent during martial law. Now, we broke this here on Genesis a year ago. We broke it on the web at PrisonPlanet.com, thanks to Pastor Butch and his contacts. We got the documents, secret deals with the feds and preachers as secret police and agents of influence and spies. I mean, that right there is high treason. They should all go to prison right there, the people running these operations. I mean, that is not America, folks, and see, it has nothing to do with fighting Al-Qaeda. When are you going to get that straight, America? They hired the former head of the East German Stasi, Marcus Wolf, in 2002. Folks, the media and the government have now gone completely nuts. I have an MSNBC piece where they're saying lead-covered toys is good for children. That's coming up. I mean, they have reached a level of propaganda that I can't even believe right now. Okay, let me just stop there. Now, Paul Watson wrote this article, and I called him up this morning, and I said, you know, this isn't hardcore enough. We get accused of exaggerating or embellishing because I happen to have an upset tone when I talk. But then people also like the show because I am upset and it's real. I mean, I'm mad right now, folks. There's something wrong with us if we're not mad about the end of our country and a pack of murdering scum that are going to be ruling over us, having their way with us. I mean, if that doesn't get your hackles up, I mean, why is the dog growl when somebody's sneaking around in the backyard? Or when somebody starts trying to knock that door down? Well, the New World Order isn't knocking the door down then. They already knocked it down. They already took over. But they tricked us to let them in. I mean, you read this article, and it's not even half as hardcore as it really is. I commend Watson, but my point is, you call up telling us we exaggerate. No, it's far worse than this article. Shocking KSLA 12 news report confirms story we broke last year. Pastors to cite Romans 13, Hitler's favorite verse, for public to obey government orders, relinquish guns, and be taken to camps during state of emergency. Now, that's what the documents say, and that's what the newscast says. That isn't us. And by the way, they're going to take your children from you, folks. And I know a lot of you are going to sit there and bray like sheep when they take your babies away. A shocking KSLA news report has confirmed the story we first broke last year that clergy response teams, is what they're called, are being trained by the federal government to quell dissent and pacify citizens to obey the government in the event of a declaration of martial law. Now they say that. We don't. In May of 2006, we exposed the existence of a nationwide FEMA program, which is training pastors and other religious representatives to become secret police officers. We need the number. It's 13,000, now 26,000. To become secret police enforcers who teach their congregations to obey the government in preparation for the implementation of martial law, property and firearm seizures, mass vaccination programs, and forced relocation. A whistleblower who was secretly enrolled in the program told us that the feds were clandestinely recruiting religious leaders to help implement Homeland Security directives in anticipation of a potential bioterrorist attack, any natural disaster, or nationally declared emergency. The first directive was for pastors to preach to their congregations. This is the government directing the preachers how to preparatorily preach to them as propagandists. I mean, that's right out of Nazi Germany, folks. The federal government recruiting preachers secretly, telling them what to preach. I mean, that right there is off the chart tyranny, off the chart Soviet Union, off the chart Nazi Germany, off the chart un-American, just with all the fake news purchases and the agents of influence. I mean, oh, this is freedom? The first directive was for pastors to preach to their congregations, Romans 13. Now, the headline, we should have hundreds of headlines on this. Each line is a huge news story. Preachers secretly recruited, and I should add, in many cases paid, and told what to preach. See? And they love it, folks. They even give them little badge cards. Oh, man, we are in so much trouble. I have not even gotten to the tip of this story. Then we have the newscast audio where they talk to these preachers. See, that's the news, that they now are rolling them out publicly. across the country now admitting what they're doing is just, man, that is the balloon going up. That is so bad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Tyranny has always been the way of the world. In 6,000 years, liberty only appeared once here in our republic. And with liberty came incredible success, amazing wealth, and then came decadence and lethargy and wickedness and tyranny. And now the cycle goes full circle as we plunge into the depths of tyranny. There's open calls to censor the internet, open calls daily on national radio to arrest me, to shut me up. I've been called out by name hundreds of times. That's how real this is, ladies and gentlemen. They know that you're aware that they are the enemy. They have marshaled their armies against us. And I've got a veteran works right here, just got out of the Air Force. And he said earlier, when I got into the fact that most of them are gang members or illegal aliens, our military, he said, that's absolutely true. They're criminals, they're illegal aliens. I'd say the majority is gang member or illegal alien. The rest are now at close to retarded, 75 IQs. About 20% of the new recruits have 75 IQs. That's basically retarded, right on the borderline of being retarded. And they'll do what they're told. Now we have the audio of them gun confiscating. We have the audio of them training to gun confiscate even before Katrina. The big news here is We put out the documents. We broke the news here on Genesis last year because I'd gotten contacted by preachers that they'd been recruited by FEMA and that FEMA had said, we want you to help us with Romans 13 and preach to people to hand in their guns when the martial law comes and that they're going to go to relocation centers and we're going to split the families up, but they'd never give me the documents. Pastor Butch got a preacher who listened to his show, who has a church and also ministered in the as the chaplain in a major hospital. He got recruited by Homeland Security. He gave us the documents. They tracked back by listening to the show and the documents who he was, and they fired him from the hospital and did some other things. But now it has come out in mainstream news. So I want to play this chilling audio and then go to Pastor Butch Paw, who broke this news first, and then we put it out in Medico Supernova last year. And many of you tonight, even our listeners, couldn't believe this. This is one of the major TV stations in Louisiana for New Orleans and Shreveport. Okay? And you can go up to PrisonPlanet.com right now and get both the story. We wrote about this and their story. Homeland Security enlists clergy to quell public unrest if martial law ever declared. Now, the news here is this is a secret program. First 13,000 preachers, and they were to double that to 26,000 by this year. They were to be ready to go by this summer. Now, and we said that last year, now you notice they're announcing it. And the fact is, all over the news now, they're having newscasts in Austin, San Antonio, just where I live, they're having the announcement. And all over the country, they're making the announcement. Well, martial law may be coming. And they're reporting on it like they're talking about some new Chevy truck that came out. Or they're reporting on it about some, you know, farmer's fair they're going to be having. Or what the price of tea in China is. And that's the concern here, is that they're announcing it. I mean, this is like something out of the Running Man you're about to hear. They're announcing it nonchalant, and they're talking to multiple preachers who haughtily say it's of the Lord to do this. So, A, we're going to get a pastor and a veteran to comment on that, but mainly just on the source, how we first broke this here, and now what it means to see this happening. But let's go ahead and play this little two-minute newscast. Here it is.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect a suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at eight different camps.
At eight different camps. Now, let me just walk through the notes I wrote, and we'll go to Pastor Butch, Black Ops in the Air Force, Vietnam, pastor, business owner, family man, good friend of mine, friends, of course, with the Gibsons. Here you have it. They keep saying needs of the government and the public. See, the needs of the government versus the public. They say versus twice. So now you see they're drawing the line. There's the government and what it needs and what it's going to do, and then there's us and how we need to be quelled. and how let's just get it over with. Let's get the crisis over with. But see, martial law won't be over with. See, let them overrun. Let them take control. Let them do what they want. And then we can talk about it later. Once they've got your guns and Alex Jones has been gunned down or taken to a camp, or once I got a Jack Bauer going to work on me so they can drug me up for 6 months and roll me out on TV to, you know, tell everybody to submit to them. And believe me, folks, that's how they roll. And they show video of martial law from the film The Siege. They openly talk about gun confiscations, how the U.S. needs, and then they talk about Romans 13. Folks, Jesus was killed for not following the civil government and the religious government. 11 of the 12 disciples were killed, boiled in oil, killed by the sword, crucified upside down, beaten to death. The prophets always came to criticize the corrupt government. And they would say, if you don't do what God says, you're going to go into bondage. Hitler's favorite quote was Romans 13, taken completely out of context. We're going to spend a few minutes on that and then get into what all this means that they're announcing it. But Pastor Butch, it's good to have you up with us, my friend.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you. And you cannot overemphasize what you just played on the news clip. This has been going on since last year. Pastor Walton Mansfield from Pennsylvania, or Ohio, contacted me. He contacted you. Come on the radio. Said this is going on. He warned us a year ago this is going to happen this summer. It's happening. It's now in the news. You cannot overemphasize this. And the church in this country as a whole, and I'm going to say it just like it is. I'm a pastor myself and preaching for 30 years. The pastors in this country as a whole are useless as tits on a boar hog. They have no backbone. They are dumbed down by the society of this country. The news media controls them. They believe the damnable lie of Romans 13, the top, the way they want to hear it top. On my website, PastorButch.com, there's a free video there, 3 hours long, rendering unto Caesar explained, that they can watch for free if they want to do it on PastorButch.com. I can tell you now that any man that surrenders his rights to any corrupt system has stolen from his Creator and is damned his soul to hell. Now that's Bible. I can prove that.
Well, Butch, I want to get more into that because they're using the preachers now, 26,000 of them. Now, remember, the pastor said, and I talked to several others last year, and we got the documents, that they had 13,000 then. They were going to double the number, and they had to be ready by May and July of 2007, yes. and that was the go day. And we wrote articles and put the documents out. Now,
yes.
Think about it. You think the economy's going down by accident right when they had to be ready? You think the aircraft carriers are ready to attack Iran by accident? No, they are green-lighted, folks, to go with a staged terror attack, economic collapse, either or both, and just unleash hell on us. And you're going to have all these rich preachers up there on the news telling everybody to submit with it.
Well, I said that. I mean, the shepherd. That's what the pastor.
Well, let me just stop you, because I've had a lot of cops at checkpoints, other places, tell me, well, I will take guns. It's of the Lord. I'm supposed to do what the government
absolutely
says.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and the shepherds, people want to trust your pastor. They want to trust him, and the pastors are part of the problem. This is also biblical. It's been prophesied. It's in the Bible. They're destroying the flocks. They're not leading the flocks.
It's called false prophets.
Absolutely. They're fleecing the flocks, and they're well-paid whores. Not just the way it is. They're prostitutes behind the pulpits, and they're well-paid. And they're paid through the 501c3 corporation. They won't stand against the lie because they lose their taxes, give status. I've been warned about this for years, personally, on my radio broadcast and the ministry, and now it's coming together, and I say hallelujah to God because he's proven us right again. His servants are vindicated. The truth will come out, and by the grace of God, I've been on radio for over 14 years, and 95% of what I've said is going to happen has happened already. I'm not a prophet. I just know what's going on. I study and I read like you do. We're trying to warn the people. If they don't listen, then the blood's on their hands. But, Alex, we have to tell the truth.
Well, Butch, here's the analogy you've given. When you were over in Vietnam and the artillery was coming in, and of course, Jack McClan's talked about this, even before artillery comes in, even before they start firing, you know when it's about to come.
Absolutely.
And in your gut, and everybody I talk to feels this too, even people who aren't Christian or aren't even spiritual, everybody feels this anxiousness that I've never felt at this level.
Well, I haven't either. And again, when I was over there in Nam and other places, there were situations that always led up to the forthcoming event, where it may be. You knew it by watching what was happening around you. Perhaps holidays coming up, different things. You knew something was going to come, and you knew it. Just it was just imminent. Now this is coming. I mean, it's been mounting for years, and I've been screaming for years, and now it's at our door. in my spirit. I say my gut feeling, but it's a spirit warning me to emphasize strongly every day, folks, this is it. If we don't come together now, we will not have another chance. If there's an election in 2008, if we make it that far without martial law, which I seriously doubt, if there's an election in 2008 and we don't change this immediately, bloodlessly, then the only thing left will be, God forbid, hand-to-hand fighting in the streets. And that's what's coming to.
Well, Butch, they're going to have a problem, though, because there are millions of veterans like yourself who are intelligent, who are informed. And then I look at the numbers where 20% plus of the new recruits are borderline mentally retarded. The rest are gang members and criminals.
Yes.
Now, the globalists have admitted that they intend for them to get basically killed by us, and then they're going to bring the foreign troops in next wave.
Absolutely. And that's already been set up. As a matter of fact, a bunch of them are already here. You already know that. They're just waiting for the signal. I mean, we already have Gorbachev in place doing his part. We have ex-Stasi agents now in the Homeland Security. What else do we have to show the people to prove that we know what we're talking about? And now the pastors are being told to tell the people to obey the government, go to the camps, let them separate husbands from wives and moms and dads from the children. Let them put them in
over my dead body. Over
Amen.
My dead.
Amen. And that's right. But see, most pastors, though, are going to go along because they've been trained by their ecclesiastical leaders to obey government. That's what the Bible says. That is what the Bible says, but that's what they believe because it's easier to believe that.
But wait a minute.
True.
I mean, the entire Bible is about standing up to corrupt government.
Absolutely. All through the Scriptures. But you quoted a minute ago. You said you didn't quote Scripture, but you've proven from your comments in Hosea 4, 6, and 7. It said in Hosea 4, 6, and my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4, 7 says that the people prospered, so they forgot him. Well, guess what? Nothing new in the sun. The same thing happened to Israel has happened to America. While our liberties brought forth great prosperity, prosperity brought forth decadence, decadence brought forth apathy, apathy brought forth complacency, complacency, dependency on government, and now we're back in the same change we were 200 years ago. Not just about as clear as I can put it.
Well, you know, most of these soft yuppies have never lived through anything really tough. They've never been in combat. They've never even been in a fist fight, Butch. They've never gone and even helped people at a soup kitchen. They haven't lived, and I don't think they have any idea what it's like to be ruled over and to be oppressed.
No, they do not. They have no idea. And they have no internal a spirit to discern what's happening. Even the ones who call themselves Christians, and I hate to use that word anymore because it's been used the wrong way so much, like the word gay become perverted. But anyway, they don't know because they really don't have the spirit inside them. They don't know the scriptures. They take somebody else's word for it. They do not study to show themselves approved.
No, I mean, it really is true. If you don't have the spirit, you're blind.
Exactly. Without the Holy Spirit in us, we have no hope. And that's why we've been deceived into the national ID card system and into the NAI system and the RFID tracking. That's how we've been deceived. Right now, we talk about the charges people have traveled through cities, extra taxes. All this you talked about, I talked about years ago, is coming about in our very lifetimes, right now as we speak. They're putting together the mechanism to bring us to our knees, to put our RFID chips in the license tags on cars to track you by the mile. RFID chips in your driver's license to track you as you travel down the highway.
A tyranny the likes of which the world has never seen.
The mark of the beast. Technology is already here, and the mark of the beast is imminent. It's ready to be put in your hand next year, May 2005, folks. Go to PastorBush.com and check it out for yourself. Just read it for yourself. It's all there. This has happened in the last, really the last, since 9/11, all this has come together like phenomenally fast. I cannot even begin to describe.
Well, listen, I'm going to come back and go through all the facts and all the clips and all the evidence and how this thing goes together for people that are tuning in. But again, Pastor Butch here on Genesis broke the news and was kind enough to give us the documents to get the big exclusive with the pastor who we then interviewed on air. Now all confirmed with classified documents, secret program to not just recruit the preachers and tell people to turn their guns in and go to camps. And that's in the documents. You can read them on prisonplanet.com right now. Not just that, but also telling them in a preparatory how to preach and what to say to get people ready for it. I mean, if the general public listening doesn't know that's 180 degrees from freedom, and if they don't know that is good old-fashioned hardcore tyranny, I mean, that right there should bring the house down.
Now, listen, go to PastorBush.com, go under Church News. The documents are under Church News on PastorBush.com. They're there.
Yeah, in fact, we only scan in a few dozen. You've got hundreds up there.
They're there. They can check them out for themselves. We're not making this up, folks. I would to God we were wrong. I wish I'd been wrong for the last 14 years.
You'd love to ride around your four-wheelers and do some more deer hunting.
I would love to, yes. I'd be fishing today, to tell you the truth, or out cutting grass or anything. Other than trying, because I'm only a man, I get tired. Running for governor here in the state of West Virginia, trying to make a difference in the Constitution Party, trying to get on the ballot to have another platform to speak from. We have got to stand. Win or lose, and there's none of our business. Duty is ours, consequences is God's. That's the way we must look at it.
But the good news is, Butch, they can kill our body, they can't kill our soul.
They cannot touch our soul.
And we know in the end we're going to win.
Hallelujah. I read the last chapter, you're right.
Good to hear from you.
Talk to you soon, brother.
I appreciate you, Butch. Butch is a great guy, great person, good, sweet, smart person, and we just love him and Jack McClam to death, and we're so honored they're here on the Genesis Network. I'm telling you, cops and military, those that aren't so dumb, you can understand me. Look, this is bad. And it's all about taking your pension funds. That's why they want martial law. It's all about having their way with all of us. And how many years have you heard me warn about exactly what would happen? I told you there'd be stage terror. I told you we'd have a police state. And I told you they'd bring us into martial law. Now listen to me, and listen real good. When I get back, I'm going to lay this stuff out in sequential order and break down what we're facing and how we can stop it. We'll be right back. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What do you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
I mean, how can you not just look at the New World Order? Look at their minions. Hillary Clinton, Dick Cheney, George Bush, Chucky Schumer, Arlen Specter. and not know that they're evil. How can you not just see it? And then you look at all the evidence and what they're setting up and all the lies and all the lies we've caught them in. And now know martial law is upon us. Think about that newscast we played earlier. Hey, let's play it one more time. Listen to a newscast, how nonchalantly they talk about martial law and the government versus the people and how the government's boss and how the preachers are recruited and how they're there and how they're going to be in the camps. And, you know, the camps are good. It's for your safety. The border's still wide open. You know, terrorism isn't real. It's manufactured, but that's okay. You know, the government's here to take control. Roll it one more time.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Darrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Stop right there. Back it up. Start it over again. The biggest problem, us. Oh, this is for the government, the police, all of them. Now, you notice the cops have changed the last 20 years. It is us. We're the problem. You see, we're here to be treated like fat cattle. Hey, listen, cops, you're going to get sucked dry just as well. You just remember that. You remember that real good. Let's go ahead and go back. Start it over with that horror of the New World Order spewing our propaganda. Start it over. I mean, just think about it. You're calmly hearing them announce pure evil like it's no big deal, nonchalant. Getting everybody ready. Here it is.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Darrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act.
Stop right there.
That forbid U.S.
See how they just announced that? Now, how long have we been telling you they've gotten rid of it? By the way, this has got the preachers who were sworn to secrecy when they signed up for this. This is a secret program. Now being announced with two different preachers. And now we've just discovered, to our horror, this is being announced all over the country. In newspapers and other places. See? Oh, man, folks. And they've been secretly telling the preachers how to preach. I mean, that is not freedom, folks. I know I keep saying, and I just go back to it, please.
That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest...
Let's stop right there. When we come back, we'll finish it.
In many cases, the clergy's already known in the neighborhoods in which they'll be operating in.
That's a Judas goat. A Judas goat. A Judas goat. I'll tell you what a Judas goat is when we get back. And that's exactly what that pig is.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.